heal our broken hearts. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
And welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we talk about faith and how to integrate faith into all the different areas of our lives. And we like to start the program with a scripture reading. This is one that grabbed me today. It comes from the Message version, the Message translation. But it's Luke chapter 6, verse 37. It goes like this. Give away your life, you'll find life given back. But not merely given back with bonus and blessing. Giving, not getting, is the way. Luke chapter 6, verse 37. Thank you again for joining us. This is Everyday Faith Radio. On this program, we share testimonies and faith journeys intended to encourage you if you're a believer and challenge you a little bit if you're still checking out faith. We now have all our podcasts loaded on iTunes, and we also have a website. It's everydayfaithradio.com. Please let us know if you have any prayer requests, as we'd love to pray for you. Again, this is Everyday Faith Radio. Thanks for joining us. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Jeff Bilio. So stick around.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one. Praying, Lord above, I need a miracle.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program, back with us, kind of on the farewell tour. It's really sad that one of my favorite pastors in the world, Jeff Bilio, he's on the show, but he's heading out of town, and that's what we're here to talk about. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thank you for asking me.
So for our listeners, kind of give us a little update on where you are and what you're doing.
Yeah, it's exciting. It's a bittersweet, as we had spoken earlier about. Over the last 3 years, we have felt God calling us to do something different. And, you know, as a pastor, you never know what that means. You know, it could be moving. It could be just kind of reevaluating what you're doing. And through the course of those 3 years, God had just opened some doors and closed some doors and kind of challenged us to look at what are we doing and to look at our hearts and is there something that he wants us to do that we're not seeing? And lo and behold, here just past few months ago, we had the opportunity to join an organization, maybe even a ministry we could call it, called Purview Life. And Purview Life works with aging adults, works with handicapped folks, that we help network all of the resources that they're going to need to be able to make the best decisions to get through life. It's a very rewarding ministry. It can help a lot of people, and there is a huge, huge need right now. So we're going to be moving to Oklahoma City to open up that chapter of Purview Life, and we're just excited about it because we know God's grabbed us by the hand, and he's taking us into a new place. Quite frankly with you, I've never been to Oklahoma City. So this will be new. My wife is from Tulsa. We have family there. Our children were born in Tulsa. That's about an hour and a half away. But we've not been to Oklahoma City yet. So we're doing all those fun things just to get ready for the new chapter and the next chapter in life.
And for our listeners that are trying to figure out how to hear from God and how to understand that God is opening the door for you on this move, can you give just a little kind of infantile lesson on how to hear from God during these big job career decisions?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I will tell you that it turns out to be probably more simply stated than what we realize. Being able to hear from God sometimes is just a whisper. And what we have found out is that when we've made that decision to follow God and not follow our own hearts, that along the way, he opens and closes doors. As long as we don't go into it with our own expectations, we found that that kind of clouds the direction that we're needing to go. So when we just say, okay, Lord, show us, you know, and just simply allow him to open and close doors, and allows us to have a confirmation from him mm-hmm. about the things that happen in our life and the direction that he wants us to go. We know we're on the right path, and we can continue to mm-hmm. take that next step mm-hmm. and that next step mm-hmm. and that next step. Some of the challenges I've had in life is I've tried to take too big of a step. I've tried to figure out where God is taking us before he's actually shown us. Mm-hmm. This way, we take it a step at a time, mm-hmm. and that one step may take weeks or months or even years, mm-hmm. but it's just a little step, a little step, a little step. I think God's shown through the Bible that's the way he operates in so many situations. I'll take you just one step, and then I'll show you and explain to you everything that I want you to do. Mm-hmm. That's the model what he did with his disciples. Mm-hmm. Come and follow me. They had no idea where they were going, right? You know, I'm going to take you off the boat or take you out of the tax collecting business. I just want you to follow me, and then I'll show you something that you haven't even dreamed of before.
Last week on the program, we had Joe Jenkins on the show, and we were talking about the quote from Dr. Martin Luther King, and I think it fits in this discussion. This is a Dr. King quote. He said, oftentimes you can't see the entire staircase, but you just have to take the first step.
Amen.
And Amen. It sounds like that yeah. fits for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It fits perfectly. And I think once those decisions are made and once you get a chance to start moving and walking up those steps.
Yeah, get a little momentum.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And God gives us confirmations along the way to say, okay, you're going the right
yeah.
way.
Mm-hmm. You know, let's talk about that confirmation for a second, because maybe some of our listeners are trying to figure that out. I have experienced in my life when I find that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing, kind of in God's will,
Amen.
It's almost like you feel the hand of God on your back. You feel kind of something on the back of your neck that is just, that, well, there's no other word for it that comes to mind other than what you just said. It's that confirmation.
Amen.
That
Amen.
There's some type of pat on the back or something
exactly.
that you feel like it's...
Or even a fulfillment of a promise.
Yes.
Just very briefly, you and I had talked about it earlier. When I first came to First Christian Church as a pastor, we weren't quite sure. We were having to make a giant step, and we weren't quite sure if this was what God wanted us to do. So we prayed a lot, and we had asked God to show us things. And at the time, he did show us things what we needed to see. Mm. But he told me something that I remember distinctly, and it was as plain as you and I having this conversation. Mm. And he said, I want you there for 10 years.
Wow.
And I made that statement to an elder and told him that this is what God had shared with me. And he said, well, you know, we'll just see how that happens, mm-hmm. right? Well, in this process, I had forgotten all about the promise that he had made and the declaration that he had called us to. And once we had made this decision to be a part of Purview Life and to step out and do what God wanted us to do, I come to find out that this Saturday, which is 1 week away from my last week, is my 10-year anniversary.
Wow.
So.
There it is.
A confirmation.
Confirmation.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah. How about when you visit with God and his word, is oftentimes, are you reading and hearing from God that way as well?
Amen. Amen. One of the scripture verses that he gave me just when I started going into ministry was Jeremiah. Mm-hmm. Jeremiah 1, the weeping prophet mm-hmm. who, you know, continually followed God's will. Mm-hmm. And then nobody would listen, you know, and he was always looking for that confirmation. Mm-hmm. And here's what it said. The word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Alas, sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak and I am too young. But the Lord said to me, do not say that I'm too young. You must go to everyone I send you and say whatever I command you to say. And here's my favorite part about this. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord.
Mm.
It's a promise that he made Jeremiah, and I believe that promise holds true mm-hmm. to us as well.
Mm-hmm. And what I have found, I'm wondering, and this is Everyday Faith Radio, and we're talking with Jeff Villio about hearing from God, is that rescue part oftentimes is not a singular event. It's a rescue. rescuing.
Amen. That's well said. Absolutely right. It's a process, isn't
yes.
it? Yeah. Because we keep getting ourselves in trouble.
I know. Don't turn to the right, go to the left. But you said something that's interesting that's really, has been really clear in my life. It's oftentimes we think we're heading in the right direction and God closes a door.
Yeah.
And oftentimes with a closed door equals disappointment from us, from our flesh. We can't understand it.
Yeah.
But then isn't that really part of the essence of faith?
Amen.
Is really believing
Amen.
That, okay, I wasn't, thank you, God, I wasn't supposed to go that way.
Amen.
You've kind of put me back on the path.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think we run that race all the time mm-hmm. looking to say, okay, just like you said, should I turn right or should I turn left? Mm-hmm. And when I make that turn left and I run into a roadblock, mm-hmm. I'm thinking, oh, my mm-hmm. goodness, mm-hmm. what happened here? Mm-hmm. You know, I thought I was following along, and maybe that's what he had planned for, mm-hmm. just to slow down a minute.
And we're heading to the break, and this is Everyday Faith Radio, and we're talking with Jeff Villio. But I would just share with you real quick, Jeff, is that I was in a business decision earlier this year where I felt for sure that there were only two alternatives. It was only this one, call it number one, and this one, call it number two. And I was just fixed that was the only, it was only one of two, and then it came right down to it, and God presented option three, and a little bit of a Red Sea moment for
Amen.
Me is
Amen.
That, you know, things opened up as a result of that.
Amen. Amen.
And for me, Jeff, that was a little bit of God tapping me on the shoulder and saying, let's just kind of remember who's in charge here, because I could never have orchestrated that.
Amen.
It would
Amen.
Never have it
there
would never
go.
Have happened. It, it had
go.
To be. So, you know, I turned and I saw and I was like, okay, that is of God.
Amen. Amen. When it comes out of clear blue sky, never see it coming.
Mm.
Never seeing. How many times has he done that in scriptures over
yes.
and over again? Nobody
yeah.
saw it coming.
Yeah. And trying to remember the exact passage, but in Exodus, right as, you know, he's, you know, basically Moses has this moment where, hey, God says, basically, stand back, behold, you know, I'm going to do this, and all you have to do is hold your peace.
Amen. Amen.
And so Amen. It's yeah. fun to have those moments where you can, you know, experience life and then draw it right back to the scripture and say, oh, there you go.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. No, I'm right there with
you. Well, we got a lot more to talk about, but we're going to take a break. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We have Jeff Villio as our guest. We're going to be right back in just a moment. Please stay with us. Welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for tuning in this morning with us on the program, back with us. Actually, it's a bittersweet moment because our guest, Jeff Villio, is heading to Oklahoma City after 10 years of serving faithfully in the Charlottesville, Keswick area. Jeff, I just want to say, without crying over the radio, no, you've been a great friend, and you've been a tremendous man of God and a terrific role model for a lot of people. And I just appreciate, you know, that passage that I was talking about at the beginning of the program, giving is the way.
Amen.
You're so giving.
Well,
you're a giving guy.
Thank you.
And you know, every time I've asked you to be on the show, sure, yeah, I'd love to, you know, share mm-hmm. the message. And so I just want to say I appreciate you and wish you the best in your new position and your new area. Mm-hmm. But I want to get to back to kind of what your farewell message is, mm-hmm. if you will, to your church.
Yeah.
And we talked yeah. a little bit about that, but if you would, for our listeners, just kind of tune us into that.
Sure. First, let me say thank you. I do consider us good friends, and you've been an inspiration as we've come together. You've had tremendous insight that you've shared with me, and so thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. And thank you for what you do here. But I'm in a sermon series right now. You know, when it's your last sermon series at your church, you want to make it special. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to hit the ball out of the park, so to speak. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to make sure that last message is something that is worthwhile. So I've been wrestling with this for a while, and just kind of trying to, in my own mind, figure out what it is that I need to be preaching on. And I woke up one morning not too long ago, and I just felt this unrest. My spirit was not where it needed to be, and I just felt this kind of rumblings. You know how that is when mm-hmm. when you're just, something's just not right, and you see it, and it's not right. And I remember going into my quiet time and God speaking to me boldly. And here's what he said. This journey that we've been on over the last 10 years, Jeff, it's never been about you. Mm. It's always been about me. Mm. And that's all I needed to hear. Mm. That's all I needed to hear, because I was looking to say, how was it that I could finish up?
Oh.
And I came to a point where he says, he doesn't want any of that.
Mm-hmm.
He wants people to know about him.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started to approach these last three messages with, if this is the last thing you ever hear from me, what is it that God wants you to hear?
Mm-hmm.
So I have a sermon series called Three of Life's Best Lessons.
Mm-hmm.
And I've come up with, going through his word, the three that just made the biggest impact in my life was love, salvation,
mm-hmm.
and a calling.
Mm.
And this week, just as we were talking about confirmations and doors opening, this week we're talking about salvation.
Mm-hmm.
And I received a pleasant phone call yesterday from a young man, nine years old, who said, I want to give my life to Jesus and I want to be baptized this Sunday, on the very Sunday that we're going to be talking about salvation.
Wow.
So I said, thanks, Lord.
Mm.
You know, he's writing my message for me.
Yeah, right.
You know. But yeah, that's kind of where we're at, and that's how we'll finish up. And, mm-hmm. and hopefully I'll get an opportunity to just share those things that God wants us to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's go roll it back to the message on love. And, you know, I've spent some time with the passage recently where Jesus was asked, Rabbi, what is the greatest commandment?
Amen.
And he answers, love the Lord God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and then love your neighbor as yourself, and all the laws hinge on these two.
Yeah.
And the more I spend time with that passage, the more I kind of am able to see the message of the cross coming.
Amen. Amen.
You know,
yeah.
Because you've got this vertical, and
yeah.
then you've got the horizontal.
Right. Great
and,
point.
Great
point.
You know, for me and probably others of our listeners, you know, oftentimes it's not easy to always love our neighbor and
right.
love the guy next to you
right.
at work.
Right.
And,
right.
You know, love the person who honked at you at the stoplight telling
yeah.
you to hurry up.
Exactly. Well, you know, Jesus told us, he said, the reason that you're able to love is because I loved you first.
Mm.
And he showed us the way
mm-hmm.
in how to love.
Mm-hmm.
I think back in John 21 where he talks about, he approaches Peter and he says, do you love me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he puts him to the test three times.
Mm-hmm.
Do you love me?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and at the end, Peter is so disheartened by the third question that he says, Lord, you know that I love you. You know that I love you. And at first glance, you may think that, hey, wait a minute, Peter, you are, you're being tested or you're being challenged by Jesus. But what I believe is that Jesus was doing nothing more than just reminding him of how he treated him and how he loved him and how he took care of him. And when Peter was at a place where, you know, he needed food, Jesus provided. And when he was drowning in the storm of the sea, Jesus reached his hand out. And all along, probably more so than anybody else in scriptures, Peter was the one who was illustrated as the one that Jesus was able to show that love and mercy and grace
mm-hmm.
and forgiveness for all the silly things that he did and that we do as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great reminder to us that he said, I got you.
And it comes on the heels of Peter denying Christ.
Amen.
Three times, even after all of that, that he witnessed, that he walked along, all the miraculous moments, he still, you know, is, you know, the flesh gets a hold of you.
Amen.
And you have your failures. And that's the question I want to ask you, Jeff Filio. If any of our listeners, you know, feel a little bit like the prodigal son, maybe they've gone off and tried to do it, do life their own way, and as a result of that, they just feel far, far, far from God, and almost have that feeling of, I'm not sure he wants me, and I'm not sure I'm worthy, and, you know, I've done too many things to be brought back into some kind of radical reconciliation. What would you say to that listener who feels right now like they are just too far away from God and there's no hope for them?
Yeah, that's a great question, and I think it goes down to just the basic foundation of having a relationship with Christ, that no matter what we do, and this seems so elementary, but it's so true, and it's what the gospel is all about. It doesn't really matter what we've done and how far we've strayed away and how we've thought differently and how we maybe even have opposed things that God had asked us to do. And we've been someone who has probably led more people away from God than to bring them to them. And isn't that the beauty of his love that he says, it's okay. You know, it's okay. You're going to suffer through this, and there's consequences for not being able to, you know, follow me and do the things that I've asked you to do, but I still love you.
Yeah.
Isn't that great when he says, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And then it says an exclamation point. Then it says, that is what we are, exclamation point, 1 John 3. That he sees us as his children and as parents when we see our children going astray. And we've all seen that going astray, right? There's nothing they can do that we wouldn't stop loving them.
You know? And there's also the other side of that message, Jeff, is how not only is God reaching out to us with open arms to bring us back, kind of like the prodigal son, and running to meet us and giving us the kiss on the neck.
Amen.
That radical reconciliation. But I also believe that once you get there, that's not all there is. That I think the Lord says, and I have use of you.
Amen.
Like, once I put you back together,
amen,
that's not the end.
Amen.
In fact, really, really, amen, that's just the beginning.
That's right.
Once I've kind of put you back and you realize that I am what will make you whole.
Amen. Amen.
Off you go.
Exactly. Yeah, how often did he do that again in the scriptures?
Oh, I know.
With him and without him, he said, that's your message, right? That's the Great Commission.
Yes.
You know, you're going to go out into the world. You don't even know what to expect, but it's okay. You know, it's okay. I'm gonna walk you through all of this, and you won't need to worry about it. I often think sometimes what the disciples were thinking about when he's telling them, well, I'm getting ready to go.
Right.
And oh, by the way, I'm going to give you the Holy Spirit, which they had absolutely no idea what that was about. And all of a sudden, you start seeing tongues of fire on you know, the guy sitting next to his head. Oh, my goodness. What is that? Now I start feeling different. You know, I can only imagine what was going through their mind and their heart. And just, how would you have liked to just watch them leave that upper room?
Oh,
you know,
no.
You know, you talk about seeing football teams and sport teams just get excited and, you know, run out onto the field. Oh, my goodness. I would imagine that's the same thing that they did as well. Okay, all right, let's go.
Yeah.
You know, we got something to do.
Yeah, and Peter, who had just a month earlier denied Christ,
amen,
now filled with the Holy Spirit, is out giving, and his was the first sermon, am I right?
You're exactly right.
Of the early church.
Yeah, exactly right.
And many came to know the Lord as a result of that.
Amen.
But the boldness.
Yeah, isn't that amazing? Isn't that just
amazing? I love to read the early church in the book of Acts. That is just, for me, that's so exciting when I get to that in my Bible reading plan, to just see how it grows and grows and grows, and you just can't stop it.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. Well, think about it. It resembles the times that we live in today. Mm. That there, the world has a whole different perspective on who God is and what God's love's all about, right? There's false prophets everywhere trying to create their own message and trying to do things much more difficult, right? You know, wanting to make more of it than what it actually is. Mm-hmm. We're facing that same thing right now. You know, and I love a passage. There's a passage I've got in Acts 4 that says, salvation is found in no one else. There is no other name under heaven given to mankind. Mm-hmm. Let's just hang on to that.
Yes.
You know, let's just hang on to that. Mm. That's life and walking with Christ as best as we can. That's our salvation.
Jeff Filio, it is awesome to have you on the program. We're winding down, kind of the last time I'll have you. No, you know what? I can still call you. I'll get you over the phone.
There you
on
go.
The radio.
There you go. That'd be great.
You're in Oklahoma City. But can you touch on just real quick anything about the calling? And I know you've yet to deliver that message to your church, but anything that you want to highlight about the calling?
Yeah, and I'll go back to the scripture that I used with Jeremiah. You know, Jeremiah was stepping out in a leap of faith. Mm-hmm. He knew what he was walking into, that it was not going to be received well, but he had put all his eggs in one basket. Mm. God called him and said, this is what's going to happen. And not only am I telling you that you need to go out, I'm going to tell you that there's times when you're going to need help. Mm-hmm. And they're going to tell you that there's times that you're going to doubt. And there's going to be times when, you know, you just don't get it. Mm-hmm. But he says, I'm going to continue to tell you where to go and when to go. Mm-hmm. And I find it so interesting, even before all of this happened, God put this in his life before he was even born.
Yes.
You know, before he was born. It was already destined to go.
Amen. Amen. Well, Jeff Filio, I want to say to you and to your family, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you, continue to shine upon
Amen.
You, and
Amen.
Bring you peace. It's been terrific getting to know you, and you've had a major impact in the Charlottesville, Keswick area. And so, I just want to say thank you
thank
for
you,
your
Jeff.
Years of service. All the best to you
thank
and your
you,
family.
Jeff. Thank you. God bless you as well.
This is Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you again for tuning in. Jeff Filio with his farewell message, and we'll see you all next week on Everyday Faith Radio.
Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore.